Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And Sarah, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we're sorry we did not have episodes for you last week.
Oh, that was totally my fault. I want to blame the holiday, but I, on Wednesday, started to get a crazy migraine.
So bad that she had to cancel her hair appointment.
Yes, and trust me, I need a hair appointment. I'm getting it, actually. I rescheduled for Friday.
On top of that, Sarah is, and if you haven't heard any of our podcasts, there is the kind of person she hates flaking out for whatever reason.
Yes, I hate bailing, is like in general, especially last minute.
Mm-hmm. And she hates doing it herself. She's not one of those people like, I hate it when people do it and then does it all the time. She actually legit hates doing it and being on the receiving end of flakiness.
Yes, so I really decided right before the end of the live show that I just could not stay. No. It was to the point where
You look miserable.
I might have puked. Like, I literally went in the bathroom and, like, almost started crying. Because if you've had a migraine, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't, I think you think people that have migraines are just overreacting.
No.
But they are something fierce and way different than just a normal
like
headache.
Light, any sound. Like, you feel just completely sick to your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Nauseous.
You don't want to move an inch for fear of your head hurting more.
Exactly. And it was super random. I don't know. I don't really know whatever causes them, but I rarely get them. And so when I do, I'm just like out.
Get on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah, I was going to drive my dad to the airport, and I was like, Dad, you have to drive yourself. Like, he got me a barf bag. I just had to, like, close my eyes and just kind of try to go to a different place. And he was like, maybe you should go in the cell phone waiting line and just, like, chill for a sec. Like, it was, ugh. But I'm feeling way better, but that's why we weren't here, so sorry.
But we do have some messages from last time, and actually, do you want to start it off?
Yes, this is from DJ Brett Michaels. All right.
Brett Michaels.
He says, hi, ladies. I have been loving the podcast. The last episode on had me dying laughing. I really enjoyed the unedited extra 30 seconds at the end of the podcast. LOL. Also, sorry if you have to edit that because I don't know if we can say that.
And I totally forgot to edit out the last 30 seconds of the podcast.
Oh.
Don't tell our bosses. I don't remember what's on there.
Awkward. I don't either. I thought maybe you meant to do that.
Let me go check while you do that. Keep reading. I'll check some stuff.
We were okay with then. We didn't.
No, he said unedited. So that makes me think I said something naughty.
Oh yeah, it does. Oh,
anyways,
thanks, DJ. He also says, also, Sarah, did you hear the sad news? Aston Manor went out of business. I know your birthday parties are always epic, and can't wait to hear about this year's party. Keep up the great work, ladies. And have a great fourth. P.S. I love the way Sarah loves cauliflower. LOL. I do love cauliflower. Also, this is very shocking news for me because for those who don't know, Aston Manor is a club in Seattle. And for me, it was I don't know, one of the best clubs. It's like a Vegas club. It's very huge, very...
Lots of different areas, too, huh?
Yeah, it's big, lots of two different dance floors. They have confetti
It doesn't feel super crowded most of the time, though.
Like, no.
I mean, the times I've been, I've only been a couple times, and it's either your birthday or my ex-roommate's Steve's birthday. He would always do it there, too.
Unless you're, like, on the main dance floor, mm-hmm. It might feel crowded, but not really, actually. But it was, like, they would have confetti and, like, smoke, like the, you know, the
smoke machine.
Yeah, so it was very, like, yeah, you're at a club, rah, rah, rah. Booths were ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, so it's... I mean, I looked it up and they haven't posted anything on their Facebook page since June 14th.
I know. I tried to look up more info, too. And I saw that they were closing for the weekend when it was Paradiso weekend because they were like, everyone's going to be gone pretty much.
Right.
But then I thought they were reopening, but their website is temporarily unavailable.
Yeah.
So
on top of that, like if you any info, it's like, oh, you know, Aston Manor opening at 3 p.m. today. That is not true. It's the ATM at Aston Manor is opening at 3 p.m. today.
I know. See, that's what was confusing me. I was like, oh, maybe they just closed for a weekend. So I don't know if you have any more info or why or if they are going to reopen or maybe reopen a different club, because that really sucks because that became like my spot for my birthdays.
I feel like we need to like amp it up, especially or at least think of something crazier. I don't know.
I don't know what's crazier. Like that club was... just the epiphany of like Vegas, a Vegas club.
How do you feel about like outdoor type things? I mean, your birthday's in December. Never mind. Because I was thinking something like a festival type thing where like you party outside like a rave, like a paradiso.
Oh,
but that's not going to really work in December.
I know it sucks because I've always loved having my birthday in the winter. I don't know why I've loved being a December baby. Except that's like the one thing that summer has over December is like
beach parties.
A beach party. My friend just we just rented a cabin and like we went outside and like did you know all outside of
see that'd
outdoorsy
be cool.
Things.
Like go to like Leavenworth and go bar hopping to all the bars. I think they have a dance. I went to one that was, they turned it into a dance floor. I went from karaoke to a dance floor.
That's the only place that does. And let me tell you, I have been the only person on that dance floor before.
I mean, I went for Oktoberfest.
Getting down.
I drank too much.
Well, that's what happens in Leavenworth.
Right. But I mean, like, you can have the cabin. You can have, like, a group of people that you really, really like.
See, that's the problem is, like, I really like so many people. That was the perfect thing about my birthday is, like, here's a club. I can invite millions of people. I won't get in any trouble because it's a public place, so anyone can go, really.
Yeah, give us another like place like that. I'm trying, like, that's the only other thing I can think of for a December birthday.
I know.
I'm like, ugh. Okay, well, think about it. Send us some of your...
Let me know. I'm turning the big 2-8 this year.
Well, it's like, what, 5-6 months away?
Dude, yeah.
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 Jesus.
I know.
Did we have another Instagram message? Was that from last week?
Yes.
Okay. We did get a couple of messages, one calling me out, but I will get to that one in a sec. We got one from Michael, the musical trucker of Marysville.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Michael?
He's up there with me. He said, Vicky and Sarah, the Blue Fox has an amazing arcade, great food, and the best movies. So if you ever want to go with someone who has been there a lot, let me know. So I looked it up. The Blue Fox is in Oak Harbor, and it's a drive-in.
Oh, it's like a drive-in movie theater? Shut
it looks
up,
so
really?
Cool. And right now they're featuring, so they're having a double feature. So it's Toy Story 4 and then Spider-Man Far
From
Home.
I was
going to
say, Spider-Man's got to be there.
Yep. And this week, I mean, you don't care about this part, $3.50, three-piece chicken strips. Hell yeah, I love chicken strips.
My boyfriend would love the chicken strips.
But yeah, admission.
I didn't know there was a drive.
Guess how much it costs for somebody over 11 years old.
For a drive-in?
Mm-hmm. Per person.
Mm,
if it's cash, 15? It's cash, it's $6.50. If it's with a card, it's $7.
Wait, okay, so it's a drive-in movie theater and like an arcade and stuff?
I guess he said there's an arcade because this is like the only Blue Fox I found, but I'm guessing they have like a little concession area.
I so want to go.
They said no, you're not allowed to bring food or outside beverages. We apologize for the inconvenience, but are they monitoring that? Let us know.
And
how
like
well
if you're
do they
in your
that?
Car, are they going to really check your car? But also, if you're only paying that much for a ticket, you can... Well, how far away is this Oak Harbor?
I don't remember. Anyways, I'm
move really
on
trying to go. Okay,
we'll figure it out. We're gonna have a going out day at some point in the summer, and we can figure it out. We can go there.
Yeah.
Hey, girls, your buddy James here. And since you're talking about pregnancy, you really, really need to watch Adam Ruins Everything on Pregnancy. The risks of getting pregnant after 35 is really minimal and nothing to be scared about for real. Just watch those episodes. Because I've talked about that, and I've actually talked about that episode where it's like, we've just been scared into as a society to think this way.
Yeah, because that's where you got it, right?
Yeah,
from that show?
Yeah, and I looked up some other things. I've seen some other videos, and this woman's like, I got pregnant at 50. I mean, granted, that's a little bit more so, like a little, that's a little rarer. But
yeah.
People can have babies up until their early 40s and be fine.
Nice.
If you had a healthy uterus for the start, you know, like if you had issues when you're 20, you're going to have them when you're 40.
Can you have a worse uterus as you get older? Like,
I mean,
it's
healthy,
and then like
I'm guessing
it started to go downhill.
If you get like certain STDs and you don't get them treated properly, or I'm like just ran other outside sources as far as I know, that can interfere with it. We should get someone from Planned Parenthood to come in sometime,
dude. Right, or a gyno.
Right, but we've had a lot of people. So like the Duchess, who married the Prince recently, Harry, yeah. The redhead.
Oh, right.
Meghan Markle. She's 37 years old, just had her first kid.
Damn. First of all, she looks really good for 37. So props to her. And that's crazy.
So some interesting facts about this. Over the official of Office of National Statistics, the average age of a first-time mother has increased to 28.8 years old. So more than half, 54% of all the babies were born to mothers aged 30 or over, which is a significant increase from 1996 when 41% of babies were born to mothers 30 and over. and 48% in 2006. So it's interesting because I feel like there was a lot more women. Like there was still quite a bit. 41% of women were having babies like in their 30s in 1996. But I think it might have been like their second and third babies. Maybe even fourth baby. Because I feel
and
like
so now the average age is 28.8%.
Mm-hmm. So almost 29 years old.
29 to have their first kid?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm wondering on that part. But they actually, I found it says myths about pregnancy. So the first myth is if it will take you longer to get pregnant if you try to conceive in your late 30s. According to the National Institute for Healthcare and Excellence states that over 80% of couples conceive within 1 year if the woman is age under 40. They do not use contraceptive and regularly have sexual intercourse.
Wow, just a year?
Yeah, within the year. Huh. The percentage does decrease slightly the closer to 40 years of age a woman gets. But it's not as difficult as people think. And it's another myth is it's uncommon to become a mom in your late 30s as your fertility decreases. So the reality is it is, in fact, quite common, says one of the doctors, Duff.
What up, Duff?
Almost one fifth, which is 17.7% of all births in 2016 to 2017 were by mothers aged 35 to 39, according to the maternity statistics. And this is for England. But James Nekopoulos, a specialist in reproductive medicine, says, well, it's definitely not uncommon to fall pregnant in your late 30s. It could take a little longer. So it could the closer you get to 40, it might take you a little longer. It might take you a couple months more, but it's still not. You can't.
I wonder if this is the same statistics for someone who's like been on birth control for so long. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like it's there's so many other variables. And that's what I mean. Like if you have a healthy system in uterus, you're fine. But I mean, like I said, if you've been on you got on birth control when you were 14 or even 10 and you're 25 trying to have a baby.
I've been on mine since 15 or 16 in over 10 years. And my doctor said, like, it's going to take you probably at least 6 months for your
body to kind of
even your hormones to start your natural hormones to start working again. And I was like, wow, OK.
So we do got another myth, but it's a little it's yes and no. So yes, okay, so the myth is you are more at risk of a miscarriage if you're pregnant in your late 30s. So yes, there is slightly higher risk of a miscarriage, but according to the charity Tommy's, in women under 30, 1 in 10% of pregnancies will end in a miscarriage. So
damn, really?
Yeah, so women between 35 and 39, that increases slightly to 2 in 10 pregnancies. So 1 in 4 women will experience a miscarriage in their lifetime. So it is true. It does go up.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot more than you think. So it does go up. But again, it's not too far off how it was originally.
It's still like 1 out of 10 to 2 out of 10. And like I'm trying to picture like there's 10 girls in like the office. One of them has gone through. Or if like you're older, 2 of them have. That's a lot.
Yeah, I've known quite a few people in my life who've had miscarriages.
Oh, that's so sad.
So, and like, there's a couple other myths, but like, it's more like semantics and stuff, like labeling. Like, oh, some doctors use the term geriatric mother when you're 35 or older, which is just like, okay, that's just a dumb term.
What is that? I mean, what's that?
Geriatric means old.
Oh.
Like, you're a very old mother.
A nice
but
it way just, to
but
say
it's
it.
Basically like elderly. It's not nice.
Oh my God. It's if not I was 35 nice. And they said that to me, I'd be
geriatric
like,
is not nice. But one of the other myths, you're more at risk of having complications during pregnancy and childbirth. So there are slightly more risks of complications during pregnancy and childbirth for first-time mothers in their late 30s. So these include a higher chance of diabetes, preeclampsia, high blood pressure, miscarriage, and having a baby with Down syndrome. However, the majority of these women are fit, healthy, and likely to have straightforward births and healthy babies. So all in all, the certain risks in pregnancy and childbirth for women as they get older, which is the case for most health conditions, if we're honest. So...
But is it different if you already had a kid? You said for their firstborn.
Yeah. I mean, your body kind of changes when you have your first kid. Like, especially because they'll shoot right out after you have the first one.
Dude, I got to say, too, like, the younger you have the kids, like, my, like, 16 and pregnant moms and stuff, oh, my God, their bodies bounce back so quick. I have a girl who's, like, a few years younger than me, has 3 kids, and her body is, like...
I know somebody who...
Like, nothing ever happened.
I know a gal who had a baby in her 30s, and she looks, like, mid... 30s, her last baby, and she looks fantastic. She used to work here with us.
Oh, really?
Over in the country station. Jenna.
Oh, yeah. Jenna just had a kid?
Well, she had a couple years, like, I think the kid's like 3 or 4 now.
Oh, she does CrossFit like a mofo.
I know,
though.
Yeah. So it's like her body did bounce back, though. I don't know.
Well, she put work into it.
Yeah.
It didn't before. I saw her before pictures.
Anyways, but yes, as long as you're healthy, you're fit, you have a good environment for your baby, you don't have to worry about it. So does this make you feel a little bit better?
Oh, God, no. I still want both kids before 35.
Fair enough.
For sure.
That is fair. As long as you're not like before 30, that's like, what, 2 years from now?
That was my high school days. But I also wanted to, like, my dream in life was to fall in love with my high school sweetheart and get married. Hmm. Yeah, that did not happen.
No, it did
but,
not.
Oh, yeah, I want still before 35.
That's fair.
Just because I want to be young and lively and be like, well, let's go play kickball and softball. And you have a grandpa that's really alive and still kicking it. But
I mean, has forgetting he ever people. Been?
Has oh, my God. No, and he's forgetting so much stuff now, too. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
I mean, at least you're not worried about it based on unrealistic statistics.
I still am, though, because you have that all that stuff, but then you also have doctors who have, like, and I know, see,
does,
I don't
does
know,
your doctor
I don't know
say
what
this
to believe
too?
I mean, I haven't talked to my doc, but I know people who've
okay, I'm
recently
curious.
Gotten pregnant and mm-hmm. they said, like, their doctor has said stuff like
a lot of I've looked up a lot of information, a lot of it comes from actually the University of Washington. So I'm curious, next time I go to the doctor, and next time I'll go to the doctor, I'll ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just give me the information. This is kind of what I've heard. Is this accurate?
Yeah. Well, my doctor is pretty cool and hip and younger. So maybe she knows all the new science and stuff.
She knows all the stuffs.
She knows all the things.
But if you are wondering if you should have babies or not, I do want to show you this before we get going. So this little girl, she has become viral.
Oh.
Because she trained her pet bird to attack whoever she wants when she screams at them.
Oh my God, this is brilliant. I need this.
Like, it's, oh, I'll play the audio for you.
Oh no.
He's dead.
Jeez.
So she screams at you, the bird will fly and attack you.
That is frightening.
And attack the person with the camera.
I would not want to piss this little girl off.
But that is amazing. Like, I don't know if that is like a reason to have kids so the kids could do stuff like this, or a reason not to have kids because they do stuff like this.
Probably the latter one, honestly.
Maybe both. A little bit of both. It's like, I'm proud, but damn it, we created a monster.
That'd be brilliant, though, if their house was like getting robbed or something.
It's just like it'd be awesome. Awesomer.
It'd be awesomer.
It'd be cooler if she had multiple birds that did this.
God, they just like all. Yeah, but then you could never get on her bad side.
No, or, this is a super, like, literally, like, a superpower. Like, she's a super villain waiting to happen.
Because it's probably just her scream, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's something about her, like, frequency or something.
Yeah, and, like, watching her, like, because when you scream, you're typically aggressive.
And the bird's just, like, swoops in. That's frightening. I wouldn't want a bird. I don't know what I'd want, though. Mm. What would I want to attack people?
Ferrets are too small to do any damage. Maybe a cat.
God, ferrets would be so annoying, though, and they're gross.
They're not too bad.
A mini zebra. They're not really vicious, though, I guess. A mini hippo.
No, I hear hippos and zebras, I think hippos especially, are pretty. You don't want to mess with hippos.
Hippos are just huge, so they scare anyway.
They will,
but zebras,
they
will, too? I thought zebras were
I think sweet. Zebras bite? I don't remember.
Oh.
And they kick, too. So think of them as a horse.
Oh, right. That's true.
They're not.
Hell yeah. A mini zebra attack your ass.
Get a pony zebra.
Yeah.
All right. So if you guys have any advice on any places we need to check out, especially ones for Sarah's birthday, she needs some kind of club.
I know.
Maybe we might have to do Bellevue, maybe. We got to find some place. I don't know.
I don't know.
Go to Bellevue.
Well, the parlor closed, so.
Yeah.
What is with every place closing? What's happening?
It's like they're not a club type city anymore.
I guess not.
If you can train any animal to be your attack animal, what animal would you want?
Ooh.
Think about that one.
I know. I think I need a better one.
Well, talk to you guys later.
Bye.